Life doesn't pause when you're sick. Vaccines against respiratory illnesses can help protect you and give you more playtime with your best friend. Depending on age and health status, vaccinations for flu, COVID-19, RSV, or pneumococcal infection may be recommended. Vaccines can help keep you from having a rough time. Learn more at cveep.org/vaccines-protect. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and CVEEP, fighting infectious respiratory disease.
Hey there, Stoic Squad. It's your girl Taylor Reed here, coming at you live from my little corner of the world, ready to dive into another dose of daily wisdom. Today we're talking about something truly powerful, cultivating empathy and compassion, both for ourselves and others. Ever feel like the world is just a whirlwind of chaos and negativity? We get it. Life can throw curveballs faster than you can say, Stoic philosophy. But what if I told you that even in the midst of all that craziness, there's a superpower within each of us? A superpower that can transform not only our own experiences but also the world around us. That superpower is empathy, the ability to truly understand and share the feelings of others. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Taylor, empathy sounds great in theory, but how do we actually cultivate it in a world that often feels so disconnected? Well, buckle up, because today's episode is all about practical steps, real-world examples, and those juicy Stoic insights that make all the difference. First things first, let's talk about the power of self-compassion. Before we can truly empathize with others, we need to extend that same kindness and understanding to ourselves. Remember those tough times you faced? The moments when you stumbled, fell, or just felt completely overwhelmed? Now imagine approaching those experiences with a gentle hand, offering yourself the same support and encouragement you would offer a dear friend. That, my friends, is self-compassion, recognizing that we're all human, fallible, and deserving of kindness, especially during challenging times. Next up, let's talk about active listening. Ever feel like people are just waiting for their turn to speak instead of truly hearing what you have to say? Active listening involves putting aside our own thoughts and judgments to fully focus on the other person's words and emotions. It means making eye contact, nodding along, asking clarifying questions, and reflecting back what we hear to ensure understanding. When we practice active listening, we create a space of genuine connection and foster deeper empathy for the speaker. Now, let's get into those real-world examples. Imagine this. You're at work, and your coworker is having a rough day. They seem stressed, withdrawn, and maybe even a little irritable. Now, instead of avoiding them or getting caught up in their negativity, what if you took a moment to offer a genuine word of support? A simple, "Hey, everything okay?" can go a long way in showing that you care and are willing to listen without judgment. Remember, sometimes the most powerful act of empathy is simply being present and offering a listening ear. Let's talk about perspective taking, putting ourselves in another person's shoes to better understand their experiences and motivations. Think about it this way. We all have our own unique stories, backgrounds, and challenges that shape our perceptions and reactions. By taking the time to consider someone else's point of view, even if we don't necessarily agree with it, we can foster greater understanding and compassion. Lastly, remember the importance of small acts of kindness. These seemingly insignificant gestures can have a profound impact on others. A simple smile, a helping hand, or even just saying, "thank you," can brighten someone's day and create ripples of positive energy. Don't underestimate the power of these small acts. They are the building blocks of a more compassionate world. So, my friends, as we navigate this crazy journey called life, let's remember to cultivate empathy and compassion in ourselves and others. It's a superpower that can transform our experiences, strengthen our connections, and create a ripple effect of positivity that extends far beyond ourselves. Remember, the world needs more kindness, understanding, and genuine connection. Let's be the change we want to see. As always, keep those Stoic spirits high, my friends. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media. I love hearing from you. Until next time, stay strong, stay kind, and keep shining your light.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.